This next story is about a man who decided to retire from his job as a school teacher and take a risk by moving from his hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, to Alaska. His name is Ted Carter, and this move, he says, is the capstone of what he calls a lifelong quest to overcome barriers he experienced as a young Black man growing up in one of Cleveland's most segregated neighborhoods. Justin Glanville of WCPN Idea Stream has this story.
It was 1978, and 13-year-old Ted Carter had just gotten his first bike.
It was a Huffy. A Huffy 5-speed.
Did it have a nice big seat?
Yes, it was okay. A fat seat on it, yeah.
Carter says he and his friends used to meet up and ride their bikes between their mostly Black, working-class neighborhood on Cleveland's east side and the mostly white, upscale suburb of Shaker Heights. Coasting along Shaker's curvy streets, they'd tease each other about which mansions they'd live in when they grew up. Then one morning, the barricades appeared.
All right, let's go, gang.
Different people opposed the traffic control plan for different reasons. Many Black citizens felt that the whole plan was meant to restrict Black motorists from coming into Shaker Heights.
It looked like freeway barriers, but a little higher, I would say maybe an inch or two higher. And they were made of cement, so it pretty much prohibited anything in the street from going forward.
The city of Shaker Heights said the barricades were meant to slow traffic. But Carter and his friends saw something else.
I looked at it as the have and have-nots, myself being a have-not. And from that, we came up with alternate routes to avoid Shaker as much as possible.
But that same year, something happened that Carter says served as a kind of antidote. His school organized a canoe trip on the Cuyahoga River. He says it was one of the first times he'd ever been out of the city.
I remember the sun reflecting off the waters and seeing the butterflies and insects buzzing around you. Just seemed so pristine, you know, and so good. They're both standouts, right? Shaker Heights episode with the barriers, it introduced me early as an African-American male, what my limitations are. So I learned that in eighth grade. And also that year, I learned that God has blessed us with a beautiful planet.
Carter became a science teacher and spent 34 years in Cleveland public schools. And at least once a year, he says he'd tell his students the stories of the barricades and his canoe trip. Reminders that as many barriers as they faced, there were also rivers, both literal and metaphorical, to carry them away from neighborhoods and situations where they might feel stuck. But as the decades ticked by, Carter felt like he had more work to do to embody that lesson in his own life. He also knew that out there somewhere was real wilderness, and he went off to find it in Alaska.
My toes are frozen. Fingers are good. It was a scary move. It was scary. I mean, I packed up everything. I had 5 bags and just went for it.
When Carter landed in Anchorage, it was negative 11 degrees and pitch dark. He didn't yet have a job or a place to stay.
My first day, I probably spent 45 minutes out in the elements, and then I tried to increase it by 15 minutes each day. Yep, it's 6 in the morning, Anchorage, Alaska. I'm starting my morning run. Right by my apartment, there's a trail that goes over a wooden bridge, goes probably 3 miles into the woods, then back out. And I do it every morning, and it's so breathtaking. We're going across a bridge, covers the creek. I've had 3 black bear sightings. Moose here are like deer in Cleveland, so it's no big deal. You see them coming and going.
Okay.
Let me go with you, Jaylene. What kind of tools did they have?
It might not surprise you to learn that Ted Carter eventually found a job teaching, of course, at a middle school in Anchorage.
My school is one of the most diverse middle schools in America. I have not only Native Indigenous people, but Hmong, Russian, Dominican. I did take a survey to see how many ever had an African American teacher, and pretty much I'm their first. So we're learning from each other.
What was so significant about the African Americans and the 4 units that built this highway?
Right now, we'll be finishing up Friday about the African American soldiers that built the roads here in Alaska. Should they receive or should they get a monument built here in Anchorage? So that's what my students have been writing about.
I think that there should be a statue for the African Americans that built the highway.
All these men used were hand tools, while others used heavy machinery.
Ted Carter says living and working in Alaska, it's been another step in overcoming those barricades he faced as a boy back in Cleveland, the ones that told him where he wasn't wanted and kept him segregated in his neighborhood.
When I think about those barriers now, that eighth grade year, I think about how time has developed me into a person where I've defeated those barriers. I've overcome those barriers. And by coming up here to Alaska, it's just a breath of fresh air up here. I'm just moving freely, chasing nature's beauty and enjoying it.
What's next for Carter? He says he may move even further out into the Alaskan wilderness, one of the most barrier-free places on Earth.
Have a great day from Anchorage.
For Here and Now, I'm Justin Glanville.